called Prelude.
Didn't intend to play any music on the show today, but I just thought this would brighten up our day. That was from Java and from the Javalanche EP and Prelude Dub. Many thanks to Wally for giving us permission to play that tune today. Thanks, Wally. Now back to normal programming. Hello and good morning. Is it still morning? It's 11:45 on Saturday,
roughly the 2nd of February 2008, and it's my first 2008 welcome on my own podcast. Done a few 2008 intros to client podcasts, but not my own. So hello, and to my podcast listeners, Happy New Year in the second month. What a quick month January was. That was a whoosh. 30th of January, the Trocra box is on the kitchen table. I blogged about it last year. I had some issue with the Trocra box. A couple of issues with the Trocra box. I can't even remember exactly what my issues were last year. I must go and read my own blog. Love blogs for that. The way that you can go back and say, what was I thinking back then? See, I know I thought it, but exactly what my thoughts were, I have to challenge myself to go back and read them. But here it is in again, and it's only January, and that's because of the moon. What has the Trocra box in January got to do with the moon? Because the moon cycle has got to do with when Easter happens, and when Easter happens, Lent happens before it for a number of weeks, about 6 weeks, and therefore the Lenten campaign, the Trocra box comes out, and people put, for our international audience, people in Ireland in primary schools, many of them anyway, receive boxes from Trocra. They're a Christian Catholic aid organisation, NGO, and you put money into the box, and it helps people in the third world. I had major problems with the design of the box last year. I must see if they've improved on the design. I have other problems with the box and aid in general, but we won't go there now. So welcome to February, and welcome to 2008. It's cold. We've got a cold spell. I'm not outdoors, by the way. That's because I'm beside the window and I'm looking at the birds whizzing around, making nests and doing things and getting food. And that's why you can hear all them. But it is a cold snap. We had temperatures that dipped to only -1 overnight, which I thought it would go lower, seeing as it was -1 at 10 p.m. But we got -1 at Dublin Airport, which is my closest. Bit of a wind pop there. So I haven't done a podcast for ages. And I thought, I did a few experimental things with live running radio in December. And then the last official podcast was... What's beeping? Hang on. I have nothing reminding me of anything, do I? The last official podcast was the Lisa Hake one, which we recorded in Dundalk. Something beeped and it wasn't Twitter. There's so many electronic lithium items around. Something's beeped. I don't know what it is. It's the red light on here. We're recording. And it would be a shame to have to do all this again. Although it would be more concise and about 2 minutes shorter if I had to do it again. Yeah, that's what happens when you forget to press the record properly. A couple of items and then I'm going to get out of here. But I'm not in front of a desk. So I'm on the MX-20 at the window, as I said. And I just thought I'd jump in and get some things off my chest and bid you all hello. That neighbour should turn off the halogen light in the daytime. In fact, they shouldn't even have it on all night. That is a waste of electricity. You can't see it. If this was video, I could just pan the camera and... Yeah, security lights. They have no idea that that's on. That is burning about 50 cents an hour for them. That's not what I came on to talk about. What else can I see out my window before I go on to what I can talk about? Just move the mic. I'm looking into the rear gardens of near neighbours, and that's a pigeon. Can you hear that pigeon? Let's get closer to the window. Pigeon. Get a bit of wind on that. Lots of birds. Somebody's giving them a lot of bread. We do bread here as well for the birds, and we do bird seed and all sorts of things. So a lot of concrete, a lot of grey, a lot of aged 40-year-old tile slate on the roofs. Got a nice blue sky. Not clear blue. Blue clouds. Unusual. So, not so many satellite dishes, in fact, because the backs of the houses I'm looking at are pretty much south-facing, so their dishes are to the front. So the majority of the dishes I can see from here are the backs of my own satellite dishes. And I've three of them. So that's the view. I can see garden sheds, lots of hedges and bushes and trees and washing lines and compost bins. Flat roofs and skylights and drain pipes and coaxial cable running down the backs of houses to give them cable television. Oh, how interesting. What I wanted to do, I didn't want to go on and do that, but I did anyway. Soundseeing tour of my general area. I came on to talk about Twitter. Twitter I joined last March, and it had been going good over for a while before that, maybe properly since 6 months before that, and probably in total back to the July before that. And I've used it extensively over the last from March to December. That would be 8-9 months. I've all of a sudden begun to use it a lot less, but that's not deliberately, because still I really do like the microblog format of quick bursts of information, quick bursts of annihilation, and quick bursts of comment and chat and feedback, because you can have conversations and you can do things that you would do in blogs, and it will bring feedback that is not the type that you get when you're on a blog. Because when you're on a blog, comment is very formal. It's very much thought about. And if blogging was typing out loud, certainly microblogging is even faster than that, and therefore, if you think dangerous, a bit more dangerous and off the cuff. And its comments are just the same. They fly in just as fast and are therefore more poignant to the moment and more meaningful at a very good level, even though they're so short, which is quite amazing. So maybe we aren't seeking volume to our content, but we are seeking interest. And but that's really not why I came to talk about it. I came to talk about it because in late December, mid to late December, things started to change, particularly for non-US Twitter accounts. People who received their notifications over SMS or text were restricted to 250 texts. I thought, okay, wonderful, 250, but could you please calculate down to zero at the start of each day? To which I was told, no, it's 250 a week. At which stage I was getting about 150 to 200 a day, which would be in the region of 800 to 1,000 a week. So I'm four times over the level that Twitter are capping in outside of the US, because they are unable to reach an agreement with carriers for prices. Now, the carriers have been there for years and their prices have been known, and Twitter has entered the market. So what that really means is that Twitter can't afford to deliver what they were delivering from March to December anymore, and they need to curtail. And you know, if you look at the model of Twitter and you subscribe to the fact that there's no such thing as a free lunch, you've got to understand that at some stage something like this is going to happen. So what that has meant for me is that I do not receive my notifications over SMS anymore, just my direct messages. And that means that I'm less immediate because I'm not in conversation while mobile. While I received 1,000 messages a week, up to 1,000, and it was growing, I probably only opened 30% of those messages. And that's an unfair statistic because I probably read more than I opened, insofar as I was receiving the updates while at big screens, or I was able to read these text messages while without opening them because my phone was an XDA and it was well capable of displaying all or most of the message without opening it. So what's changed for me now is I get my notifications over IM, over instant message, and my message client is GChat from the GTalk application, not within Gmail, so separately and outside of Gmail. It's not the greatest application to read a stream of messages from Twitter, and I also read them and respond and reply to my replies on full screen at the full Twitter servers. I also use m.twitter.com for messages from my PSP, which I got in December, around the 25th of December to be precise. So what has that done to my Twitter use? It's changed quite a lot. It's more sporadic and reduced, and therefore I suppose the signal to noise ratio has altered. I can never quickly assess whether signal to noise ratio changes to the up or to the down level, but it has altered, and it has altered for the good on the receiver side because there's a hell of a lot less noise, and the signal quality has gone up. So there you go. That's why I can never get it right whether it's up or down, because it's a ratio and it's a cantilevered balancing act, isn't it? Yeah, that's not Twitter. That's definitely not Twitter. Who is that? It's Jaiku. That's just reading a message. What's beeping is a phone. So I'm just going to actually go over and put more juice into the lithium, because a phone, a wonderful decked phone, is going beep beep somewhere. Now, where is it? It's hiding. It's lost. Oh, it's not. It's not a decked phone, because those things are so cordless. They need wires on them to actually restrain them so you can find them. It wasn't a... Do you know what it is? It's a Barbie personal radio. One of those public channel things. Anybody on frequency? Anybody on channel 1 in the Dublin 13 area? Over. No. There's nobody there. It's Saturday. What quite often happens is that the cranes in the building sites adjoining us here operate on channel 1 of the... is it PMR? Personal Mobile Radio? And the kids got them for Christmas, and if they spoke any Lithuanian, they could speak to the crane driver, who is lugging pallets of bricks around the sky, and they could order some and get them dropped on our driveway. Wouldn't that be nice? Okay, learn Lithuanian. So that's my changes to Twitter. Hopefully I got to the end of that story, that It has changed. The signal to noise output from me has changed. Input wise, I'm covering and reading as much as I used to, I feel. Except when I'm out in a mobile. And very, very recently, in the last week to week and a half, my output has been down completely because of work. That other cantilever, that other equilibrium, not cantilever, that is that the busier you are in work, the less time you have to communicate on such channels, which is obvious and only good and right. I was going to talk about two other things, but I'm going to cut one and save it for a music show because it's music related. Lastly, PSP I mentioned. I got a PSP, a personal PlayStation thing. PlayStation personal. Yeah, bit of a mouthful. PSP is what I call it. I got it for, not for gaming, because if you know me, you'd know that I am not and never have been a gamer. I got it for its Wi-Fi capabilities and the extension of those capabilities into browsers, which I've been told didn't come 4 years ago when PSP came on board. Got it for browsing and for listening to music, podcasts, and for internet radio. Have a listen to this. See if we can catch this one. Church bells. So PSP radio got for internet radio, and it's only gotten better since December because Sony in their wisdom have decided to enter the internet radio space by providing a official player in the latest build of the firmware for PSP, and that has opened the door for other developers to make even better radio stations and radio players. Sorry, actually that's a mistake. Not radio stations, definitely not radio stations, but radio players for their PSPs. And it has opened up access to near on 15,000 stations to your hand when in the area of Wi-Fi. If you're in a Wi-Fi zone and spot that you have access to, you have, which, you know, your own open Wi-Fi in your house or your own secure Wi-Fi in your home or in work or wherever, you have access to more stations than pretty much any other technology has brought you to live radio. Yes, live radio, not the pre-recorded 100,000 podcasts that are out there, which are wonderful, and you're listening to one, but to live radio. Or not so live radio when it's, you know, automated and spun from a computer. Yes, it's live, but it's not being humanly brought to you in real time by real people. But still, it has further opened up the door of choice. And it's very, very interesting. Now, Sony's radios have only opened up the door to choice of about 1500 radio stations, and other developers have brought that further to all the output that is streamed from Shoutcast and all the output that is streamed from Icecast, and being developed here in Dublin is one that has gone even further and has put all of the Shoutcast and all of the Icecast inside one player, which means that it's the one that's first got to the absolute maximum of the numbers that are available from those two services, and it is enormous. If you were to just search for one genre, let's say folk, you would have at your fingertips, to your earbuds, a choice of 250 folk radio stations like that, that don't exist on your radio dial. So what's on your radio dial is 20 licensed FM stations and not much else in your locality. go to DAB, you've got about 25 to 40 stations available in your locality if you've got a digital service. Go to your Freeview DTT, Digital Terrestrial Television, you've got 40 to 50 radio stations. Between the FM and the DTT with DAB in the middle, there's a lot of duplication in those sets of numbers. Then go to digital satellite, and in one area from one satellite you can get anything up to 120 channels of radio. Take it to the internet, and you have wired to the internet, always had these thousands of stations, and you now can get them on a decent music playing wireless device that was not intended for radio. So it has been completely reprogrammed that it will allow for radio as well as all its gaming purposes. And that's what I find really, really interesting about this. You can only listen to so much media output, so you are instantly overtaken. You have too much choice on offer, and you have to refine that and find what it is out there. And it is more difficult because of the volume of it to find what is good and what you are looking for. But given that choice, and eventually when you do find what you are looking for, you are finding stuff that is not viable on FM. It's not viable on DAB, and it'll never be viable on satellite. It's very niche. It's a very small community, and if it's the stuff that you're looking for and the stuff that you like, it's absolutely wonderful stuff to find. So I'd encourage you to check that out on the PSP if you're a PSP owner, and we're looking for beta testers for a radio player. And if you're interested, email me here at the station. It's radio@wxtc.net. Love to hear from you. And we could provide you with access to all the great URLs that will have you up and playing with more advanced radio players than you've ever seen. And that's pretty much everything I came on to talk about. Dead busy in work and working on a lot of podcast projects. So you will hear my voice in other arenas, and you will definitely hear more of me in 2008 right here on WXTC. Don't know how long this has run for, but I did want to keep it short and brief, and finally, again, belatedly wish you a happy 2008, and you know, let's hope it's a little bit slower than January was as we go through the year, because it's going so fast, there's no time to relax and enjoy some of the finer things in life that we should have time to enjoy. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you for
listening.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Good luck.
And good listening.
And good listening.
And good listening.
And good listening.